Okay. So, yeah, we can just call it to order at 4:03.
Okay.
And
You
we
and
have
I are the
a
only ones present then, right?
What's that?
You and I are the only ones that are present.
That's it. So, I'll just make a motion to approve the November 1st minutes.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. So that automatically passes. And then approval of the 2024 budget. Before we do that, do you want to say anything about it or do you have any comments?
I think the only thing I would recommend we do is just Craig didn't have a balance. I always prefer a balanced budget that doesn't show any kind of surplus. Because the draft I had showed $152.51 surplus. I would just recommend we put that into office supplies or something just to balance it out.
Okay. Okay, we can do that. And I know, so since it's only the two of us, I'm just taking notes if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I don't want to take an opportunity away from you though.
I love taking minutes, you know that.
Right.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
So I'll make a motion to approve the budget.
Shall we make it with that change? Shall we change?
Okay, I will make a motion to change the tentative budget with 152 surplus going into office supplies.
Okay, I'll second that.
Okay. And the next one B is just a note that we'll have a public hearing at 6 p.m. Wednesday, December 27th for approval of the 2024 budget.
So what's the date on the 12/27?
Yeah, it's Wednesday, the 27th of December.
At 6 p.m., correct?
Yes,
6 p.m. Mountain
yes.
Time. Okay.
Will that work for you?
As far as I know, it will. I
Okay.
don't, I'll get that on my calendar.
All right, so we're on to number five, proposed resolution. This is the admin presents the resolution approving the community sewer impact. And I guess for notes, since we're here, let me just do a let's see, a new share. So is that visible now?
There you go. Now it is.
Okay. So the only thing is I'm not going to read through all this. It's like the other one when we did the water, but I just want to point out that it is only pertaining to, and I think this is really important, it is only referring to the cottages on the east side. I had that somewhere. That's all just. Sorry. So it's right here. Now, therefore, be it resolved. The impact fees adopted by this resolution shall be applied to east side cottage lots of the community septic system of the Wilson Arch Water and Sewer Special Service District.
Okay. So
So
is
they're
that a
taking.
change? Is that a change to that, or are
No,
you?
nope, that's the original. No, no
This is
changes.
okay.
And so if that is number five, the proposed. Oh, and I should say that what I did, I don't know if you saw the analysis, but the impact fee is $1,500 per ERC. So I can say that really quickly. What Craig and I kind of did is a new septic is about 9,000, and there are nine houses on that east side that have not been hooked up. No, they're 11. And what I did is I took it times 60% because not all the lots are going to be built on. That's just an estimate. And so it ended up being 60% of 11 is, well, six plus. But I just put six houses to go into to pay for a $9,000 septic. So it's just 9,000 divided by six is 1,500. So that can get adjusted, but that was the starting point.
And that's going to go into the reserve. You factored that into the sewer reserves?
Absolutely, yes.
So that's yes. To go into reserves. Okay.
Yes. Okay. All right. And that's it. Do you have any questions on that?
No, I don't think so.
So then we're open public hearing on tentative 2024 budget. Since nobody is here, I will just go ahead and open it for Prosperity. It is 4:09. Seeing that there's no, well, the public, do you have any questions or comments on the budget besides what you said earlier?
No, I don't think so. All right. Do you have any other questions?
No, I don't. So I'm going to close it at 4:10 and then open it at 4:10 for the public hearing resolution approving the community sewer impact fee. And any comments on that?
No, I guess the only question I have. So is that is a brand new impact fee. So that hasn't been sort of like the water. It hasn't been charged to anybody up to this point, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So that's why the new policy is written.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's specifically for a very small group of people.
So there are six, you said there's six that are unbuilt on over there, or?
No, there's more than that. Right now we have 11, let's see, we have 11 cottages using septic. And there are, let's see, 3, 4, 8. Oh, there's like, oh no, what I did is there were 11 vacant lots. So that's why I took that 11 lots, took it times 60%, since not all of them are going to be built on. Instead of rounding up, I just rounded down to six. And that's how I came up with that number.
So why won't they be built on? Are they unbuildable or are they?
It's not that they're unbuildable. It's that you have people that own multiple lots they save them for the view. So as anything, analysis, there's a lot of unknowns and moving parts, but that was just what was put in.
Okay. Yeah. Cause you have two lots, you and Mary have two lots, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. I got it. I forgot about the people having multiple lots.
Right. Okay. Well, I will close. Anything else for that?
No, nothing else.
So I'm going to close that at 4:12. And then we're on to number seven, which is discussion of public comments. And I have no discussion of what you mentioned.
Yeah, I have no further discussion.
Okay. And then possible call for action. We need to vote on it. So
impact yes. Fee.
Yep.
Okay, I make a motion that we approve the policy for the impact fee.
And I'll second that. So that passes. And any board comments?
I guess I should say sewer impact fee.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, you said you made a motion to approve. Okay. Okay. Any comments?
No.
Okay. I have just one quick comment for you guys. The website is ready to go.
Oh, is it? Good.
Yes. So I'm going to plan on launching that tomorrow.
Okay, great. So how will we get in there?
So I will just send an email out to everybody, and it's open to the public, so there's nothing hidden. So yeah, anybody can get in and look at stuff.
Okay, good. I'll get on there and look at it once you get it
Okay.
launched.
Okay. Hey, and then just a quick thing, Doug. The we are really close to having the bid go out, and we're going to have a closed meeting January 8th in Moab to open up all the bids. And then hopefully construction can start shortly after that
Okay,
for the
good.
water.
So what's
Cool.
a closed meeting mean?
So technically, a closed meeting means if you're going to open up bids from different companies, that it is not open to the public.
Okay.
So we can have a closed meeting, and then and I'll have that scheduled
So we
later.
won't, the public won't, will the public have an opportunity to comment on the bids after
No,
they're
not to my knowledge, they don't know.
So once we just accept the bid that we feel is appropriate.
So yes. And it's up to us to determine what metrics we're going to use to accept the bid.
Okay.
And I've got
Yeah.
some ideas that I can share with you later or now or whenever you want.
It's up to you.
I'll make this quick. So I talked to an old friend who's a geologist working for a uranium company. And I asked him this question about how they contract out or how they get contractors. And one of his suggestions is he walks into the office and he asks for what is the maintenance, or can I see the maintenance book on all your equipment?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah. So if you have any ideas on that, I would love to hear them, but I'll come up with some metrics and work with Sunrise and see what they do.
they might be our best resource for
Yep. Okay.
that.
Cool.
Interesting. Yeah, I hope hopefully we get some bids.
It sounds, according to Craig, there's a lot of people looking at it that are interested, so we'll know soon.
Where's it been advertised at? Has that been advertised with the federal government? Do they post that?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. That's Sunrise, and they'll bid it, or they'll post it to several different locations.
Okay.
And I
Well,
can put
good.
it on the website too.
Well, it's good that we have people, or hopefully have people that will be bidding on it.
Yep. Well, cool. Well, thank you so much, Doug. I really appreciate it.
Sure, no problem. Thanks for putting it all together.
Yep. And then on the just to, for your note, on the 27th, I don't anticipate Craig to be there either.
He's not going to be back by then.
No, he said he's not available till the 7th of January.
Oh, wow. He's going to be out for a long time.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's no problem with me being there on the 27th.
Okay.
If I, I'll check my schedule to make sure, but we're not going anywhere for the holidays. If
Perfect. Okay. Well, then I'll
anything,
close.
probably come out there. That'd probably be if we did
Well, if you come
anything.
out, yeah, say hi, because we're going to be there for Christmas with the kids.
Yeah, when do you get in and when do you leave?
We get in the 20th.
And you're leaving after New Year's or?
It would be after New Year's, I think.
Okay. Yeah, we'll check in with you if we get out that way.
Sounds great.
Hopefully the weather cooperates.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right, Eric.
Thanks
Have
a
a good
lot, Doug.
evening.
You
Okay.
too.
Bye.
Bye.